This is in the Harking Back column by Emma Brennan, and it's recalling the golden age of the dance hall. Many readers shared my mum's sentiments about the dance halls of her youth. Jill Taylor recalls a tramps ball she attended in her younger days. She said, "As far as I can remember, I wore a big floppy white shirt with 'Kiss Me Quick' written on the back in lipstick. I met my husband to be at this dance." Malcolm Clark said, "I was neurotically shy as a youngster and avoided dances at all costs. However, when in later life I attempted it, I found I enjoyed dancing and found it can unify people and be therapeutic. It is funny to think of what life was like in the pre-internet and social media era, and I think we relied a lot more on the telephone, royal mail, and visiting each other's houses." Maureen Robinson attended a youth club in the 1950s. She said, "We played billiards, dance, and other games, and we also had a record player so that we could have music and we could dance to it. When we got to 18 years old, my friend and I went to the ballroom there where there was a live band and a singer, plus no alcohol was sold, only soft drinks. I loved dancing and met my future husband there, who was a good dancer." And there's a picture of a band sent in by one of the readers. The band are called the Concords, and they're busy strumming away at the front of the dance hall, and that picture was sent in by Jim Blankhorn.